The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club.
Hi, clubbers, and welcome to this very special episode of Self-Care Club. It's our 300th show.
So to celebrate, we are going to take a look back on some of our favourite shows and moments. Thank you so much for writing in to us and being a part of this huge milestone with us. After all, you guys, our wonderful listeners, are the reason that we make this show, and your enthusiasm is what has helped to build it into what it is. So this is our way of saying a very big thank you. Shall we start with some of our favourite moments from the show?
I think that would be appropriate.
So what was one of your favourites?
I think it has to be the salt cave.
I think that's my favourite episode.
I mean, I don't know why it was so silly. Because we went to this salt cave in Borehamwood High Street, in between a Wenzel's and an optician's. And we had this very sort of peaceful experience. And then when we came back to record the show,
it just went off piece.
It all went completely.
Weren't we talking something about Liz Hurley, Keanu Reeves?
Should we have a listen?
Yes!
You know what Liz Hurley says, her most famous quote.
I'm not friendly with Liz Hurley, so I don't.
She says, my idea of hell is getting on a plane and turning right.
Oh, what a twat. And she needs to live in the real fucking world.
If she doesn't, because she's like nearly 60 and she wears a bikini like she's 18.
Idea of hell is turning right on a plane. Like, get over yourself.
I'd like to look like her in a bikini.
You don't know how she looks in a bikini. When was the last picture you saw of her in a bikini?
She's always in a bikini. That's all she wears.
When was the last time you saw Liz Hurley in a bikini?
I couldn't tell you, but the last picture I saw, she was in a bikini.
But that was probably like 10 years ago. No,
what do you mean? Like last year, she has a swimwear line, a bikini line. That's all she wears. Yes. And in fact, the last picture I saw of her, she was in a fur coat.
Well, then you better stop bitching and moaning about your exercise and get on with it.
Christmas. Her mother took a photo of her.
We're having two conversations.
Yeah. At Christmas, her mum took a photo of her in a fur coat.
No one cares.
She looked great.
People have tuned in to hear about the salt cave, but not about Liz Hurley.
You asked the question. When's the last time you saw a picture of her in a bikini? Christmas. That's the answer. 5 months ago.
Wherever. Listen, if you want to look like her in a bikini, you're going to have to suck it up and keep going to the gym.
No, I think I'm going to have to get liposuction and suck it out. I think any amount of gym is going to make me look like that.
Can we get off Liz Hurley?
Okay.
Is it coming in the club?
Yeah.
Not Liz Hurley. Because after that twatty comment... No, she can't.
Okay.
Because the twatty comment of my idea of hell is turning right on a plane... She ain't my kind of woman.
Let me tell you, Keanu, he's not coming in the club.
Why?
Teriyaki noodles.
He's a food stealer.
Yeah, he is.
Firstly, I don't think either one of them care about coming in our club.
They'll be really upset when they come to the door and they're on the blacklist. They'll be really upset.
If Liz Hurley comes to the door of our club.
Hello, I'm here for the club. Sorry, Liz. You're blacklisted. What? What do you mean I'm blacklisted?
Nicole didn't like that twatty comment that you said.
Nicole didn't like your comment, love, about turning right on a plane. Sling your hook.
Who's on the door?
The bouncer.
Do we need a bouncer?
Yes, in case Liz or Keanu try and break in.
It still makes me laugh. It's so silly. So silly.
Oh, that is just so funny.
Sometimes when I'm doing something and I think how annoyed you'll be by it, in my head I still hear the line, nobody cares!
Because we were talking about salt caves. I don't know how we got to Liz Hurley in a bikini. Anyway, that will forever make me laugh.
Do you want to go back to the salt cave?
Yeah.
This time I'm ordering pizza.
Pizza, yeah.
I think they could slide it under the
door. Why haven't we been back?
I don't know, but maybe that could be our Christmas outing.
See, we We could have margaritas.
And
we could just,
salt cave.
We could just rub the rim of the cocktail glass
on the cave.
It's perfect.
Oh my God, you're a fucking genius.
Right, come on. Let's talk next. I think we have to talk about the Thai massage.
Oh, yeah.
And how you stitched me up.
I stitched up like a kipper.
I thought that you were telling me, you've got to go to the... You went for a Thai massage.
I did, yeah.
And you said, you've got to go. And I translated that as, it's amazing, you're going to love it, you have to go. But that is, in hindsight, not what you said.
No, but to be fair, that's just how you interpreted the message.
Totally.
I didn't say to you, you've got to go, it's going to be lovely. I just said,
you've got to go. Yeah.
And indeed you did.
So off I went.
Off you went.
And here's what happened. Mm. She says to me,
yeah.
I swear to God, this is what she said. I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
Okay. She says, bear in mind, I'm in knickers.
Yes.
You're very sexy.
Shut up!
I swear to God.
What? What?
I swear to God.
She did not say that to me.
It wasn't.
What?
I swear she said she was working on my back and she said, you are very sexy.
Did you mishear her?
No! What fucking cheek! Did you miss her?
The best thing was there was a sign in the room on the wall saying something like, if you are in any way sexually inappropriate, you will be asked to leave. But really, that should have applied to the staff.
Bless her. She wasn't sexually inappropriate.
I mean, I know.
I was naked and I suddenly felt very aware of myself. But the whole experience from beginning to end was hideous.
You didn't enjoy being climbed on?
She climbed on me, walked on me, pummeled me. It was never again.
Made for a good episode, though.
It did. It made a great episode.
It did.
We can't let this 300th celebration go by without talking about one of our most controversial practices to date.
I think probably the most controversial thing we ever, ever tried on the show. And the one
that... And will ever try.
And I also wanted you to do this practice from day one of the podcast and you point blank, it was like a hard no. It was not.
It came up in our original production meeting.
Yeah, it did. In case you don't know what we're talking about, clubbers, we're talking about vabbing. Vabbing, that combines vaginas and dabbing. And it is when you use your own womanly scent as perfume.
Yeah, and we tried it.
We did.
Because I'm a mug.
Well, I feel like I acclimatised you. We did the vaginal steaming. We did menstrual cups.
You led me in gently.
My vagina doesn't normally get a lot of airtime. It's had a lot of airtime now over 300 episodes. Culminating.
It's not normal.
Vabbing.
Do me a favour. Before we did last week's, you had not gone around vabbing.
Of course I hadn't gone around vabbing.
So it's not that normal.
I just don't feel
How
like...
many women in your life use their vaginal secretions as perfume?
None that have ever told me.
So how is it normal? So where is it normal?
What I mean is, I don't feel like shock and disgust at the concept. That's what I mean. There's been so many like pukey emojis, monkey hand over eyes emojis, shock emojis. And I just don't feel any of those emojis when I think about vabbing. I just think shrug emoji.
I think I'm totally caught up in what will people think. I think I'm really hooked into it, which is actually not like me.
Not at all like you.
But this has really hooked me. I am so, not nervous, I am very uncomfortable with how people will perceive this piece of content.
Interesting.
And also,
yeah,
we really do try and debunk the wellness world. We really do try to cover all aspects of self-care and wellness and well-being.
Yes.
And I think our show sometimes is ridiculous, sometimes it's informative, sometimes it's really deep, sometimes it can bring a little tear to your eye.
Yes.
And I don't want this to be the only thing that people would remember from our show or the only thing that people would be talking about because it doesn't define what we actually do. It's just a silly piece of, it's not even self-care, it's just a silly piece of content.
I don't think that vabbing is going to define you and I or our podcast. But
I think it was interesting. Those girls, they've got the self-care podcast and they wipe their vagina over their faces.
Listen, we never wiped it on our faces.
I said
you have
that on
to
purpose.
Stop saying that. You said it about 12 times.
I said it on purpose.
I know. The majority of that show was you going, I can't, I won't, I can't, I won't, I won't, I won't. And then you did it in the synagogue.
No, I didn't do it in the synagogue.
You were, no. You had vabbed and then went yeah. to
well,
the synagogue.
I didn't realise I was going to
no,
the synagogue.
I know. But you really went there.
I didn't actually really go. I'm still not going there.
I'm still uncomfortable.
I'm still uncomfortable. And when we ask our, you know, when we ask people what was one of your favourite episodes, it invariably always comes up. And what I love is we had to record it in my loft.
Literally
in
sitting
a cupboard,
on each other's laps.
In a cupboard, because I didn't want anyone to hear it, because I was too mortified to record it in our lovely plush studio with James producing it, because yeah. I was too embarrassed.
The irony being that we recorded it in secret, in private, in a loft, sitting on each other's laps, but then it just went out to the world. So it was just, we just gave Nicole the illusion of privacy that morning. But now you can hear all about her vagina whenever you like. Just listen back on the episode. It's a good one.
Oh, my God.
She still hates it.
I hate it.
You prefer when we do disgusting drinks like matcha.
Yeah, matcha was fat. Matcha just still makes me laugh. That whole episode. You got completely obsessed with Liz Earle that week.
Liz Earle. Yes, because she did a whole thing on This Morning where she showed the viewers
how to make matcha
properly. And that kind of, I was like, oh, get it now. Because yeah. I had green lumpy stuff going on before that. And then I tried to send you, well, anyway, should we listen to the clip?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
It is a bit of a faff to make. And I found it quite messy. I essentially felt like my entire kitchen has been green.
Yes.
This whole week.
And it goes over the sink, and because it's a powder.
You know, I started to feel like Bad Witch from Wicked. My hands.
Elphaba.
I don't know her name, Elphaba. But my hands, my arms, there were bits on my face. I was like,
you're
fuck.
Turning into Elphaba, that's fantastic.
I was defying gravity by Friday. That was how I was feeling.
Oh, that's amazing. Right. So it does make a bit of a mess.
A little bit.
And it took me a good few days to really get the perfect cup of matcha. Mm. And also, when you're drinking it, there's always, I always feel like you need a spoon.
Sorry to go back to Liz again. But again, I wish I had watched her do this at the beginning of the week, because when she did it.
Are we talking about your week or my week?
No, it's just she did it in a fuck off like soup bowl sized mug. And I think for the whisking and blending, you'd make a lot less mess than you and I. I'm imagining you did it in a normal mug.
I did.
As did I.
Yeah.
But obviously, that is not right. Because you need a wide, like, bowl, then you make less mess.
What I like is that, obviously, this YouTube video was very...
It's rocked my world.
It's been very pivotal in
it
your
has.
Week.
It has.
But why don't you just keep it to yourself? I don't know. Maybe share it with your friend Nicole, who's going to be drinking
that. I did. I bloody sent it to you. Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
I apologise.
I emailed it to you.
Oh. Yes, I remember you emailing me something. But you know,
sometimes
people email things to you and you think, oh, their account's been hacked.
Who? It was Liz. I'm making matcha.
I thought your account had been hacked, because when do you ever send me YouTube videos?
Well, thanks for telling me my account has been hacked. No, her account's been hacked, but I'll just let that slide and carry on making messy matcha in my kitchen.
Yeah, oh, thanks for that.
Still makes me laugh. Because you have never, ever sent me a video from YouTube. You still call it the YouTube.
Do you know what? This week, I sent you another one. And it was because Nicole, for anyone who doesn't know, is about to do this very crazy gym competition, this like fitness competition called the High Rocks. And on YouTube, a video popped up of the women's European High Rocks champion, and it was her going around the circuit, and I emailed it to you. I was so excited for you to see it, and then 3 days later it just bounced. I kept thinking, she's gonna be so impressed I've sent her a YouTube video about the High Rocks, but you never got it.
Where did you send it?
I just emailed it to you, but then I saw it in my bounced folder. It just never got it.
Brilliant. And that just totally sums you up with your technical
it
abilities.
Really, really
and
does.
We thought you'd gotten better.
I had gotten better, but not obviously not that better.
Right. I want to talk about something that you really, really, really hated.
Yep.
Chia seeds.
Oh, fuck the chia seeds.
The chia seeds.
Disgusting.
Are you still eating them?
Didn't I eat them the other day when you were at my house?
Yeah, you sprinkled them. What did you sprinkle them on?
Greek yogurt.
How come? How come they've made it back into your self-care? Well,
because we had like a gazillion sack loads of the stuff in our house. And then I had a big packet of flaxseed. And I thought, okay.
I've heard these are good for you. Maybe I'll give it a go.
Good for you. I'll put it in a glass jar in my cupboard. And then when I have something that needs stuff sprinkling on it, I'll do it. You know, it's better than crack. So I did.
Nice. You weren't saying that during the episode, during the week of chia seeds, were you?
No.
Is it coming in the club? No fucking way. It's chia pudding coming in the club. No way, no day, Jose, no way. It is disgusting.
It's definitely, sorry.
She's still eating the chia. She's like a chia addict.
It's definitely coming in the club.
Fuck that. There are people in the world that like chia seeds.
They can eat them elsewhere.
I just think that.
I'm not having this spermy, mucousy snot pudding in my nice club. I don't mind any other pudding. Rice pudding. Fine.
Rice pudding? I mean, you are literally 100 years old. Get over yourself. Seriously.
Rice pudding's nice.
Chia seed is the new rice pudding.
It's not the new anything. It's not even a food. It was only a food in 2009. It's to grow grass on clay pets. And now people eat it and call it a superfood. Bollocks to it. No. Bollocks to chia seeds. No, they're not allowed past the door. If anyone is smuggling them in their pocket, if you come to the club and you've got a tablespoon of chia seeds in the back of your jeans, you're out.
They'd have like a trail of frog spawn behind them.
And if you put them,
it was raining and they start sprouting hair.
And if you put them in your bra and then fill your bra with water to try and do those like chicken fillet things to make your boobs look bigger, you're banned from the club. Out. No. Thanks for listening to the show. It's been a delight.
Oh dear, I can't breathe.
I mean, absolutely hilarious. So they didn't make it into the club.
They didn't make it in, no.
But now you're still eating them.
It was the chia pudding. It was that frog spawny, spermy gloop. The seed, if you just eat the seed sprinkled on yogurt, it's all right.
It's just the thought of someone standing at the door trying to get into the club with smuggling chia seeds. It starts raining. They start swelling.
They look like a Kardashian butt because the pockets start like swelling.
So I think it's interesting that you are now eating them.
Well, I don't like food waste. We did get given, I just can't even tell you how much chia
seeds. I've still
got
loads of chia seeds
left. I've got packets and packets of chia seeds. I feel like I could eat them every day for the rest of my life and not get through them. And I don't want to.
Do you not?
No, I don't.
Oh, that wasn't clear. That actually wasn't clear. How funny.
Okay.
So that was chia seeds.
Yeah.
Anything else? What else have you enjoyed on the show that we have tried?
I really enjoyed my little dalliance with Ra of Earth.
Ra of Earth.
Do you remember Ra of Earth?
He taught us how to sun our buttholes.
It was an interesting week. And Ra lives in California, where the sun does shine. But here, it wasn't shining so much that week.
So it was directly on your asshole.
Directly.
On it.
I lay on the rug.
Yeah.
With the beam of the sun.
Yeah.
Legs the sun akimbo. Don't shine.
But it did.
But it did.
So hold on. So you laid down.
Yeah.
We need positioning.
Yeah. I lay down on my back.
Yeah.
Stuck my legs in the air.
Yeah. Did you open them?
Of course.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like.
Did you count to a minute?
Counted to 60. And I recorded it for you. Thankfully, you'll be pleased to hear, not on video. Okay, here we go. Well, the first thing to note is actually quite hard to keep your legs up in the air for an extended amount of time. I'm sure Nicole Goodman won't have that problem.
Because you're used to exercising.
It's not a part of you that is normally so warm unless you're in a bath. So that is, it's not unpleasant. It's actually quite nice. A slight concern is that Barker is in the bedroom with me and I am
he might have a lick.
Waiting for him to saunter over.
because he just cannot resist licking any bits of bear skin. So if that is going to happen, then this will come to a swift end.
I could see him. He was sitting there.
Was he curious?
If you ever do like a sit-up or a press-up, anyone in the house, he comes straight over.
Wants to know what's going on.
Licks you, gets on top of you, licks you. Sometimes a bit of humping, a bit of licking, normally licking. And I could see him eyeing me up. Oh, she's lying down. Oh, something's going on. Oh, there's bare legs. Oh. And he came wandering over. I just thought, no, this is not a goer. No. And so that was the end of my experience.
And did you sleep well that night? Did you feel that your creative juices were flowing?
Yeah, it's totally changed my life.
Has it?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Utterly. I haven't drunk coffee in 4 days.
No need for wine.
No need for anything.
Feeling completely energized.
Yeah. And my aura, everything.
Which I didn't know existed until 5 minutes ago.
But now I can tell you my aura.
No. It's changed colour.
I can tell you now.
Yes.
Absolutely nothing apart from a slightly warm feeling on the bum.
Yeah,
whilst doing it.
Yeah,
that
and fear
was,
that the dog was going to come
and fear
over
that
and
I was going to get tuchus lingus by the dog. But apart from that,
your Yiddish of the week tuchus is tuchus bottom.
Lingus. Absolutely zero effects.
Okay. I mean, I'm speechless that we did that. Why did we do that?
I feel like I went down some sort of Instagram rabbit hole. I found Ra.
You think?
Some other girl. It just seemed like a really good idea at the time.
My problem was that the sun was never out.
No, it rained most of the week.
And the only time that it was out that entire week was when Daisy had just come home from school with like 6 friends.
Yeah, and that would have been real weird.
They were all sat outside in the garden. I just thought, well, now would be a perfect time.
But maybe also
but she
not.
Might be a social outcast by the end of it.
And maybe someone would call social services. Anything could have happened.
So that was perineum sunning.
Yeah.
Still doing it?
Oh, yeah. The whole summer I did it. And especially on holiday, on the beach, I did it.
Yeah, me too.
Every day.
I just can't get enough of it.
I really can't. I haven't drunk a cup of coffee since.
Energizes my aura to such a degree.
Absolutely.
Chakras are all aligned. The whole shebang. No. Actually, I want to talk about something that is still one of my favorite practices that we ever tried, which was choir.
Oh, you
do you remember
choir?
I still haven't been back, actually.
You said that was your favorite practice of all time. Do you still stand by that?
It was one of, because we've done obviously so many since.
Yeah.
That actually, I do have a couple more, which are definitely fighting for first place.
Okay.
But I just loved it.
Yeah, it was very special.
Let's have a listen. Out of every single practice we have done.
Yeah.
And there are probably over 80 now.
Yeah.
Maybe 70.
Yeah.
This was my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. This was...
What about it was your favorite?
So powerful.
Yeah.
I love music. I love live music.
Yeah.
I have been completely deficient in live music in my life in the last 2 years. Haven't had any. And I've craved it. Massively craved it. There have been times where I have laid in bed and imagined myself, I swear to God, at the O2, hearing Pink sing live or hearing another act sing live or being in the theatre. Mm. It's a huge part of my life. Mm. And so being there, I guess it would have felt special anyway, but on the back of COVID, it just felt like a very spiritual, moving, humbling experience.
And we did a lot of laughing that night, you and I. Some funny things happened in the evening and you and I we started giggling. And I think because it was such a good feeling. We were feeling so good. We got the proper giggles.
I got the proper giggles.
You did.
We got the proper giggles. Yeah. It was just fantastic. Everything was there.
Yeah.
Everything was in there. I think we should play a clip of how the choir sounds.
Oh, yes, we must.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Oh,
Can we tell the story of this song, this Adele song?
Yeah.
Because it's really incredible, and I think it gives a very important vibe of this particular choir and this particular community.
Yeah.
So the woman singing the solo, which you can't hear so well on that recording, her name was Mandy.
Yeah.
And we went up to her after at the end of choir just to compliment her on her solo, and her voice was magnificent.
Beautiful.
But when they were singing that song, I actually stopped singing because I just wanted to
listen.
Experience it. It was moving, and I honestly, I wanted to cry. If I didn't, I didn't cry because I thought I would look like a total twat. And like, why is she crying?
She's in the middle of choir.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it moved me so deeply. So when we spoke to Mandy afterwards and complimented on her voice, and she said she shared with us her story, which we have asked if she was okay for us to share here, which she said yes. And Mandy suffered with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. She is now recovered and she's doing really well. And she left choir for 3 years.
Yeah.
She had a double mastectomy, and I think the pain, she got such a powerful voice that she said that she couldn't sing because it was too painful.
Yeah.
So she didn't sing in choir for 3 years. And when she came back, she didn't know whether or not she could still sing that song.
She said she thought it had gone.
It had gone. And she said it kind of brought her back to life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was incredible in itself. But the other bit, which is so incredible, was that we went to the pub afterwards for a drink with some of the choir members. And we were saying how amazing Mandy was.
Yeah.
And they said when she was gone for 3 years, they all collectively, as a community, refused to sing that song because it was hers.
Yeah.
And they tried once, a few weeks after she had left the choir.
Yeah.
And Richard started playing and they started singing, and everyone said it just felt completely wrong. So they didn't. They refused to sing it.
Yeah.
So when she returned to choir, and this was post-COVID, so they hadn't been in a room together either, the choir. Mm. When she returned, it was the first time they were all in a room together. Mm. And Richard started playing the intro to this song, and they all just went into the song. And she said there was not a dry eye in the house.
No, I mean, there was barely a dry eye in the house, and she'd been singing it a few weeks by then. But it was the sound. Oh, it was amazing.
Could feel.
Yeah.
In that room, the emotion, the impact, the love, the respect that was in that song, and how important it was to this group of people.
Yeah,
it was
absolutely
so beautiful. It was amazing.
It was a great week.
It was a great week.
You know, we've been invited to their Christmas concert.
Oh, when is it?
It's in December.
Oh, unsurprisingly.
All right, Cookie. We should go.
Yeah, we should definitely go.
Because they were magnificent. You know what
they're singing? They're singing George Michael.
Which one?
I think they're singing, I want to say Freedom, but I don't want to set you up in case that's not right.
Okay, I don't care. As long as it's George Michael, I'm happy with anything.
Yeah.
They were fantastic. And actually, quite a few of our listeners have joined that choir.
Yes.
On the back of that episode.
Which was just the best thing ever.
Amazing. Yeah. I love it when it all comes together.
It does.
Let's talk a bit about some of the more heartfelt stuff we've done, because we seem to have gone into that. We're in that zone now, aren't we?
We're out of the silly zone and into the more sort of serious tone. The
well-being zone, let's call it.
Oh, yeah, that.
Because that's what we're doing after all.
Oh, yeah.
Body positivity?
Yeah.
It was a major one for me.
It was a massive show for you. I think you were very sort of laid bare in that show, more than normal, because it's a big subject for you.
It is. And here's just a snippet of it. I've always taught myself to be grateful for what my body can do, as we've talked about.
Yes.
That was how I got out of that whole spiral.
Yeah.
But actually standing there and looking at my body for how it looks, not for how it doesn't look, how it looks.
Yeah.
I've never really had that conversation with myself.
And how did you feel about it after really looking at it?
Yeah, I felt great because I felt great because I'm so invested in what my body does for me.
Mm.
So, you know, it was just, yeah, my body looks great. I'm 44. This is good. This is how I am. I've spent a lot of time trying to get back to something else or trying to lose that half a stone. There's always that half a stone that you want to lose, right?
Yeah.
And it's always, I look in the mirror and go, oh, I want to lose this bit. I want to lose that bit as like a unconscious running dialogue.
Yeah.
But actually, just standing there in that radical acceptance piece. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. I get to accept myself as I am right now, not as how I need to be or how society tells me it has to be, as I am right now.
Nice.
Nice, right?
Really nice.
A lot of people commented after that show. I think it resonated with so many women because it's such a common and huge subject.
And it's ongoing. Mm. And no matter how much work gets done around it, there's still so much more work to do. There's still so much more accepting to do. And just hearing that clip back now reminded me, oh my God, I need to do that again. I need to look in the mirror and accept how my body is, not how it isn't, because it's so quick to fall into that terrible toxic narrative about yourself.
We even ended up doing a week of radical acceptance.
Yeah.
From that show, which is also a really good show.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be my life's work to keep radically accepting my body for how it is and how it looks and, you know, and not beat it up for all the ways in which I want it to be different.
Absolutely. What's better than that?
Exactly. What's another heartfelt show for you?
It was How to Give a Heartfelt Apology.
Aww.
How to really properly say, I'm sorry.
Have you been using it?
No buts. I'm not a great apologiser. And I don't find that a lot of the time I have a need to apologise. But I really notice it when I hear it around me.
Yes.
How someone else apologises or what words they're using. I'm really hyper aware of that now.
I use it with my kids. Because I used to do the whole... I used to say, I'm sorry, but you know, you weren't listening. Mm. And that is not an apology. No. It's just, I'm sorry. Mm. Well, should we hear the clip?
Yes.
A true apology does not include the word but. I'm sorry, but automatically cancels out an apology and nearly always introduces a criticism or an excuse. Give me an example, Lauren.
I'm really sorry I shouted at you, Nicole, but you weren't listening to me.
I mean, that is so rubbish.
Yeah.
That is so rubbish. Yeah. I mean, how many times would we say that to our kids?
I wouldn't even say sorry for shouting at my kids, to be honest.
I say sorry for shouting at my kids all the time.
But that's not an apology.
No, because I don't say that anymore.
Okay.
I don't say that anymore. But exactly. But I'm sorry that you, because that's you made me behave in a certain way. It's
your fault. I behave badly, but it's your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so manipulative,
okay. Yep.
Isn't it? A true apology keeps the focus on your actions and not on the other person's response. I'm going to repeat that. A true apology keeps the focus on your actions and not on the other person's response. For example, I'm sorry that you felt hurt by what I said at the party last night is not an apology. What could you try instead, Lauren?
I'm sorry about what I said at the party last night. It was insensitive and uncalled for.
Own your behaviour.
Yeah.
Own your behaviour. It's hard. It's a hard one, but it is. It's very clean. A true apology is just clean, easy. It's not up for debate.
So we did an excellent show, I think, if I may say so myself, on how to give and receive, more importantly, a compliment. Women are so shoddy at receiving compliments, and I include myself in that bag.
You're terrible!
Terrible!
At receiving a compliment, terrible.
But I did learn on that week not to say... This old thing, it was $2.99.
Well, we've actually got Penny's. A lovely clip of us discussing what we learnt on the week, because it was supposed to be a week of us giving compliments.
Yes.
But actually how it then transpired is it was really about how to receive a compliment as well, wasn't it? That was also part of the work.
Absolutely. In fact, a more important part, I think, than the giving.
So here's the clip of, we're in summary, I think, and we're talking about what we learnt during that week.
I learnt I need to work a little harder on accepting compliments graciously.
Nice.
And I will. I also learnt that the more specific and the more heartfelt and authentic it is, the more it means to the other person. I think we've both learned that this week, you with your friend and me with the midwives. I think people really appreciate an acknowledgement and a compliment when it touches them, when it is true, when it is meaningful.
Has to be. It has to be sincere.
It has to be. And on a very sort of shallow level, I think to just notice another person in a positive way and tell them, is a little, it is a little gift. It's a little trinket. And to have a whole day where four separate people told me how much they liked my dress, that's nice. You feel nice about yourself. Look, it's not the biggest deal, but it's a positive.
But it's a little bit of goodness in the world.
And when you feel a little bit good, you pay it forward, as we said in the intro.
Exactly.
And I bet your friend who went out to that party that night had an extra nice night because she felt so good about herself. And I bet she was able to then make other people feel good about themselves. So this stuff...
It's a ripple effect.
Yes. And this stuff, it seems a little trivial, but it's not.
No,
That's what I've learned.
It's hugely powerful.
What did you learn?
Well, it costs nothing.
Yes.
Sometimes it does take a big step forward of bravery.
Yes.
To pay someone a compliment.
Yes.
It's not always the easiest thing to do because you have to step outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
I really was quite surprised at that. So it's very easy for me to say, I love your dress, I love your hair, I love your nails.
Mm.
But getting beyond the aesthetic is where the real meaning lies.
Yeah.
And I think where the real juice of this lies.
I agree.
And it feels good to make someone else feel good.
Yeah.
And that is self-care.
Yeah.
In my book.
Agreed.
It's good for you, it's good for the other person, and it's good for the greater good.
I mean, that could be like a Christmas advert. It's good for you, it's good for the other person.
If that is not a soundbite, I don't know what is.
I don't know. It's like a Greenpeace advert, that little bit at the end. Recycle, it's good for you, it's good for the other person, and it's good for the greater good.
I just love all those shows.
They were nice.
And they all add something... I know it sounds a bit weird to say it because there are shows, but I think they add something very different. Some make you laugh, some make you feel good, some really make you self-aware. I think it's just a really good all round of...
Do you like our podcast?
I'm very proud.
Is it making you feel nostalgic going over all these shows?
It is. I'm proud. I feel very proud of what we've created.
Yeah. Let's have a little break and then we're going to come back with what you guys think.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/self-care club.
So I just want to tell you one of my favourite things that ever, ever happened at Self Care Club.
Ooh.
So when we were in lockdown, we did a whole series of shows about a variety of things. But one thing that kept cropping up during the lockdown was that you did a lot of jigsaw puzzles.
All right. We're still back at that again, are we?
Well, yeah.
Because I feel like you're about to take the mickey out of my puzzle club.
Puzzle club. Puzzle club was formed. We also did a show on the pelvic floor, and we also did a show about sleep hygiene. And in the epilogue show, I brought an experiment where you lie on your bed with a metal tray on the side of you and you hold a spoon, and then you go to sleep with the spoon in your hand, and when you fall asleep, it drops on the tray, which hopefully will wake you up, and then you see how long it takes you to fall asleep.
What's that got to do with Puzzle Club?
Well, I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Somebody, won't mention any names, Nicole Goodman, took the right piss out of me because she's like, well, who owns a metal tray?
Who does own a metal tray?
I do. I own like four.
I bet Drain James doesn't.
No, I bet James doesn't. So this combination of
he
puzzle...
He just sighed in the other room.
Puzzle club, pelvic floor and tray gate.
Well, yeah.
It culminated in somebody actually making us an album.
This was fantastic.
Songs. A band called Drop Pink recorded our fictional album because we kept talking in these shows about, oh, imagine if we'd had a song about Puzzle Club and we made up our own song, didn't we? And we made up.
Should we play those clips?
Oh, let's play them and then you'll understand what I'm wanging on about. But basically, we have an album.
Puzzle Club, Puzzle Club. I know the benefits of the Puzzle Club.
You've actually written another verse.
Oh, yes, I wrote it. It took hours in my composing room.
Ignore your pelvic floor. That could be your next song. Don't ignore your pelvic floor. I feel like that's more of a rap.
Well, I think maybe you could compose that song because you've got nothing else to do. I feel like it's more of a ballad. Don't ignore your pelvic floor unless you want to wee more. That sort of thing. Like a sort of shanty. Sea shanties are very in at the moment.
Got metal to... tray. Have you got a metal tray?
I've got like five.
No, you have not. No, you have not. Why?
Totally.
Why?
Well, because don't you have trays? Trays?
No,
carry?
I don't have trays. Oh.
I inherited loads from my grandmother's, but I also have other trays. Yeah. Well, anyway, look.
How often do you use a tray? I know you want to get on. I just want to know how often you use a tray.
Like quite often.
When was the last time you used a tray?
Sunday.
For what?
A cup of tea and a plate.
You put a cup of tea and a plate on a tray.
Yeah. How else are you supposed to catch? You've got this is not a weird thing. Oh my god!
You've got
weird.
Two hands.
Well, listen.
Our producers just said something about a baking sheet. I don't know what she means.
Thank you, Blondine. She means if you don't happen to have a metal tray, you could use a metal baking tin or baking sheet. Do you have those? You know that you put shit in
like
the oven.
A baking
on?
Tray.
A baking tray.
I have a baking tray. I have a baking tray.
Go to bed in the afternoon with a metal spoon and a metal
and my
baking
five
tray.
Metal trays that I inherited
fucking
from
hell.
My grandmother.
You just ruined my science. Professor Chris Whitty.
I'm sorry. I think it's really weird that a 43-year-old woman has five metal trays and she puts her cup of tea and her teapot on it and uses them daily. I think that's a bit strange. I have not ever used a tray in my entire life.
You know, Professor Chris Whitty does not have to put up with this shit when he's giving his science.
So then,
yeah.
Drop Pink,
yeah.
Who is a friend of the show.
Yes. Best friend of the show.
They surprised me. You actually surprised me, didn't you? We were in the midst of lockdown. My God, I needed it.
I felt sick because I was so excited. I must have played it to myself like 20 times. And I was so beside myself to play it to you because I knew you'd be like,
it was
so happy.
It was just a moment of genius on that show.
Honestly, one of my best moments ever.
Let's play it.
Okay. Puzzle Club, Puzzle Club. I know the benefits. I know the science of
puzzle. Let me break it down into puzzle pieces. Every time I find one, my love increases. Start on the outs and work your way in. I'm a puzzle master, you don't know where I've been. 500 pieces, do I look like a baby? I'll start with at least 2,000 maybe. Puzzle on the floor, puzzle in the pub. Everywhere's a puzzle when you're in Puzzle Club.
I'm speechless. Someone has actually put our utter shit into a medley.
Bow your head to and fro. Take your tricks on the go. My heavy metal tray. Do you get enough sleep? Are you left counting sheep? My heavy metal tray.
Wow! And finally, we've got a ballad of the pelvic floor. Actually, we got a sea shanty.
Don't ignore your pelvic floor unless you want to pee some more. Don't ignore your pelvic floor unless you want to pee.
Oh my god! Oh my god! they called, did you say?
The band is called Drop Pink, headman Jack Medlin.
That was just so
like amazing.
Absolutely, we have an album. We amazing. Actually have an album.
We can release it on iTunes.
On our Spotify.
Do you think it will get to number one?
I think it absolutely will not.
But so. Honestly, those guys, I will be forever in their debt for doing that.
They were fantastic. Absolutely, so thank brilliant. You, Drop Pink. Yes, thank you for thank that. You. I want to hear from the listeners. Before we go into the practices that we're still using, and we'll do a lovely summary about what our favourite practices are yeah. and stuff like that. But let's hear what the listeners have got to say, because you guys, you have been writing in for weeks, we've been asking you.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say thank you for all of your comments and all of your time on this. And we're going to read out a few of what your favourite moments were.
So I asked, what have we tested on the show that you're now using in your everyday life? And that was quite interesting. So Tez said, the most valuable show for me was setting boundaries and realising any resentment is on me.
Oh, so good one.
Wow, big lesson to learn, that one.
We get messaged about that show
all the time.
Still now. And we released that
a long time ago.
A very long time yeah. ago. So I'm so pleased that resonated. And I still use it too.
Yeah, me too. Dreams Can Happen said, after listening to the EFT week, I have now trained in EFT and I can't wait to start helping people. Oh. How cool is that?
That's so fantastic.
That's just brilliant.
That is so fantastic. Wow.
Chicky X said, the best episode that helped me was to stop saying sorry.
Oh, yes.
Yes, a big one.
We've talked about heartfelt apologies, but actually we did a show way earlier than that about how to stop saying sorry. So this was to the over-apologiser. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Sorry that you bumped into me.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Oh, sorry. I've arrived early. Oh, sorry. I'm late.
Oh, sorry. I need a wee.
Yeah. Sorry. I need a wee.
That's the classic, isn't it?
Sorry. I need a wee. My yeah. God. Yeah. So go back and listen to that if you haven't listened to that one. That was a great one.
Lil J Rose said that she is still using weighted blankets.
Nice.
Beautiful little B. CBD really helps with my endometriosis pain. Thank you for introducing me to it. You are welcome. And I'm really
lovely.
Glad.
I'm really happy it's helping. Yeah. Love a bit of CBD.
Frady Bagel says Diva Cup and vabbing. Well, hello.
What's a Diva Cup? Is that a menstrual cup?
Yeah. Well, hello. She's down with all the vag practices. Excellent.
You better find some more, Lauren.
I'll do my best. Clouds, Rainbow, Sun, Rain says boundaries.
Yeah.
Life-changing.
Yeah, they are. They are life-changing. They are life-changing. Yep.
And Lowry Nicole says definitely menstrual cups and EFT tapping are the two that I use a lot. Okay, great. Bwark says crystals. Queen Dragon says matcha tea and the Shakti mat. Izzy says all the mental health ones saying no. And yeah. Melanie also said saying no.
Saying no. Yeah. An empowering show that was. Yeah.
Then I had to ask the question, which show has made you laugh the most? Larry Nicole, 1998, said the goat yoga or vaginal steaming will forever be the ones I laughed most at. She also said, with the vaginal steaming episode, I'll never forget my boyfriend walking in while I was listening. He rolled his eyes. And ever since then, you've been known as the Weird Vagina Shit podcast by him. The whole episode made me laugh.
My head is in my hands.
You see, that's all your worst dreams.
Coming
true.
I'm now facing my fear.
Because you just didn't want to be known as those vagina
weird vagina women.
Well, now we are.
Well, you're comfortable with it because you're a doula. You're all known as weird vagina women, aren't you?
Sort of, yeah. Fine. Katie Eliza Buff-Hugh says, you girls make me laugh in every episode, so it's hard to choose one. Probably the vabbing episode. It had me in stitches. And Biba Coaster said, it was when you were talking about the mushroom guy.
The mushroom guy.
Oh, my goodness.
The mushroom guy. Oh, bless him. He's had so much airtime on this show.
He has had more airtime
really,
than he should.
I really hope he doesn't listen.
Me too.
Really hope he doesn't. So, come on. What were your favourite practices? What are you still using?
Okay. The oar walk. I thought, honestly,
yeah,
being really honest about it, when we did that week, I thought, aside from my excellent Claire Balding impressions that week, which no one appreciated enough,
because
really good.
Wildlife, the ducks, indeed chasing the ducks. It's a slightly damp but mild autumn afternoon. We've got wellies on. We're splashing through the puddles that have been created by the rainfall, indeed over a month's rainfall we've had over the weekend. And it would be wonderful if you could talk to me about some of your favoured paths, but sadly, you're a spaniel and you don't speak English, so it's just me talking to myself like a lunatic in the woods. There you go, Nicole. There's my Claire Balding ramblings impression for you. Nicole is just too cool to ever listen to Radio 4 ramblings, but that is a little taster of what the show's like.
No one appreciates
Can
them.
I just say why? Because I think we have a quite a young audience and they probably don't know who Claire Balding is.
Well, get with the programme.
No,
okay?
Don't.
She is a sports presenter.
She's great, Claire
Balding. She does ramblings on BBC Radio 4 where she takes walks with celebrities.
We still haven't got her on the show. Maybe if we contacted her now, we might have a chance of getting her on
Claire,
the show.
Claire, we would dearly, dearly love to have you on
What's
our
she going to talk about?
She's going to talk about ramblings and we're going to do all walking again.
With Claire Balding.
Oh my God. A ramble with Claire and my dog. I can't even. I would explode with excitement. I might explode on the walk. It'd be so messy. But we'd be in the woods, so it'd be fine. Anyway, all walking. I honestly didn't think it'll be up to much as a practice, but I genuinely do it. I did it this very morn.
Yeah, I mean, I do all walking most days, actually.
So great. CBD. Never had tried it before. Tried it because we were gifted some. We did some host reads for some. We did a week on it. Like, really love it now. I use it as cuticle cream, the balm.
CBD?
I use the balm. Yep. I take the drops. I take the gummies. I'm chilled. I'm chilled as fuck.
Surprise, you're upright.
Yeah. Menstrual cup.
I still use menstrual cups. About to give TMI.
TMI? Yeah. Yep. Okay. Period pants. I do still.
I used them last night.
There you go.
Used them last night.
Assuming good intent.
No, not for me.
I know, because you felt it made you feel a bit of a mug.
I think it allows it, if you're not careful, and that you have to have very strong boundaries in order to use it correctly. And if you are going to assume good intent in people, you either be very boundaried about it or it allows for some crappy behaviour.
I know what you mean, but I have found it's been really helpful if I've gone into my own head in a narrative of, oh, well, they haven't texted me back because X, Y, Z. It's like, no, just assume good intent and stop all that fantasy stuff in your head. And I have found it very useful for that.
I think that's fine. But when you're, you know, we're both married, but if you bring this into like the dating world, I think it can be problematic.
I totally hear you, but there are parts of it I like, so I do still use that. Decluttering, I mean, it's just who I am. I'm just like the Jewish Marie Kondo. So I loved that week. And intuitive eating, again.
There is no such thing as a Jewish Marie Kondo.
There is, it's me.
It's not.
And intuitive eating.
Because the beauty of her is, yeah. She's Japanese.
Yes.
And she's sweet and she's tiny.
I'm sweet.
You're not sweet. You're lovely and I love you, but you're not sweet. I wouldn't ever describe you as sweet.
Fine.
You don't want to be sweet.
I'm sweet as pie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sickly Fuck sweet, off. You are. Sickly sweet.
Sickly sweet, intuitive eating. I still do that. I've always done it. It's just my genetic makeup. And I like that show because I was very much hoping that the info in it would help other people tune into that a bit more.
Really important show. Along with Body Positivity, it's a really important show.
Yes.
And I think we had three shows out that week. We had the founder of Intuitive Eating, Evelyn Triboli.
Yes.
She was so fantastic. And
we had Alyssa Ramsey on.
Gave so much beautiful content, both of them, both of the experts. Yeah. And, you know, it's a really great show to go back on.
Yeah. What were your favourite practices?
Choir, as I said. Yes. EFT was...
You loved that.
I love it. Tapping is completely life-changing for me. So it was through tapping that I got out of the rut that I was in and I handed in my notice for my little small business at home. And now I'm on this full time. It was just been life changing. Every time I've had it, it's been life changing. Mm. Something major has come up. I cannot recommend it enough. The Shakti pillow, used it yesterday.
Yeah.
How to say sorry, as I said before. And the big one.
Yeah.
The big one. Mm. Asking for what you want.
I found that a hard week. It was a good week, but a hard week.
You know what? It just gives me so much permission to step into the things that I want. I did it this morning. I asked a question. I asked for what I wanted. someone.
Did you get
who,
it?
I don't know. I'll let you know. I put out a request and I even said on the email, you know, we did a practice of asking for what you want. So here I am asking for it. Mm. So let's see. Because you know what? The beauty of it, if you don't ask, you don't get it.
It's so true.
So you might as well just ask. Yeah. And I don't know why we have so much fear around asking for the things that we want.
Because
maybe we have fear about getting the things that we want.
That and also fear of the rejection if someone says no.
But you're no worse off.
No, no.
Let's just say this email that I sent today, I would be no worse off if this woman says no.
Yeah.
Or if she doesn't respond.
Yeah.
I'm in exactly the same place. But you've got everything to gain from it.
Yeah.
It's such an amazing practice. I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah.
There's so many things I still use. Cryotherapy I use.
Oh, you carried on with that for a long time.
I haven't done it in a while. Yeah, because it
really into
well, it really helps with my muscle recovery from all the stuff I do in the gym. I mean, I just think it's a great show. What can I tell you? I think there's so much value in it.
I want to end with, I asked the viewers, their listeners, they probably can watch this also on the YouTube.
Oh, please stop saying it. I know you on say YouTube. It to be funny, but
on
it's
YouTube.
Just... Do you do it just to wind me up?
Yeah. You can watch this on YouTube. What practices
she did it right.
would you like to see us try in 2023?
Are you asking me? Pole dancing.
I'm not asking you. I asked
What was that thing
the,
called? Oil.
Listeners.
Oil.
Oil pulling.
Oil pulling.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
What else? There's that Russian bath thing where they slap you with the leaves.
It's
I want to do that.
Schmeissing. Yeah.
I want to do headstands.
Oh, yeah.
These are all the things I want to do.
I'm terrified.
I want to run a marathon. No, I don't want to run a marathon.
I'm not doing that, Nicole. No, I'm not.
That's
if you
awkward.
Make me run a marathon, I will find the worst vagina practice that there is.
It can't be any worse than vabbing.
No, you can't. But I'm not running a marathon.
You think I can run a marathon?
Yes!
I cannot run a marathon and will not run a marathon. I was just... You know, it's on my secret bucket list.
Well, it ain't on mine, mate. the listeners said they'd like us to try skin boosters.
What's that?
I'm not sure, but I have secretly got something quite cool coming in the post for me and you. It'll be here before Christmas. That is to do with skin.
I saw some email come in.
Yeah, so that's happening. Affirmations.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Dry brushing.
Yes. Gwenny loves a bit of dry brushing.
Tree hugging. Well, we've done that.
We've done
There's
that.
There's a whole episode on it, my friend.
Yes.
Pole fitness.
Oh, I just said that.
Yep. Two people suggested pole dancing.
Oh, well, we're going to be doing that. By the way, I have found a teacher.
Have you?
Yep. I told you that. I told you that in a text last night and you didn't respond.
I swear I never got that text. You've sent it to someone else who wasn't me. Honestly.
Oh, my God. That's so mortifying because I said, by the way, we're doing pole dancing. No. I found a teacher and then I wrote on a separate message, yes, we're doing it. Yes, you're doing it.
No, you did not send that to me.
Who did I
you
send?
You better check because I never got that. Someone else suggested reflexology and acupuncture. We know, but we feel it's going to make for a very dull show, which is why we haven't done it. And the same listener also suggested gua sha. We've done it, but we never released the episode. And ASMR, which we've done.
I did send it to you.
I haven't
also
got it,
have found
my
us
friend.
A pole dancing teacher. Yes, you're doing it with a kiss. You completely ignored me.
I never got it. I will show phone.
What's that saying? Oh, she's cocked to deafen.
What's that?
It means that you've just like totally ignored it.
I think I was dealing with nits last night, so maybe I didn't see it. Anyway, that's that. Anything that we've done in the last 300 episodes that you would like to try again, as in something revisited, because we could do that. There's no rules. It's our podcast. We can do what we like.
The Salt Cave, as we said before, wouldn't mind doing that again.
I actually feel like at some point I'd like to try quite a lot of them again, but maybe go deeper into them.
How can you go deeper into them?
Just try it out, knowing what you're going into and getting different things out of it. I think it's worth looking into.
You know what
maybe?
I would like you to try again?
What?
I would like you to try exercising again.
Oh! She wants me back in the gym with Saeed.
Like, I don't spend enough time with you. It's probably now the only time we're separate.
Now I know that he has Danish pastries hidden.
He doesn't have
the
Danish
back.
Pastries. He has
Rugula.
He has Jewish pastries.
Little mini Rugula. Yeah. Now I know he has those. I mean, it's a little more tempting than it was.
Would you ever come back to the gym?
Maybe.
But you felt great.
Let's see if I go through perimenopause and then I need to build bone density and lift stuff.
It's very good for you post-menopause, let me tell you.
Okay.
What was your worst? Mine was the Thai massage, without a doubt.
I think Couch to 5K was my worst because it's the only one that's made me cry, like actually weep. I just don't like running. And in my head, I like to think that one day I'd just put on a pair of trainers and go for it. But the reality is it makes me cry.
I'm the same with running, by the way. So if it makes you feel any better, I hate it.
Yeah, that was my worst. That was my worst. And I still haven't completed it. And that makes me feel like a bit of a shit bag.
But you could complete it. Physically, you're able to complete it.
So maybe that's one that we'll have to try again because I need to do it before I die.
I'm up for that.
Okay. And your worst?
Thai massage.
A Thai massage, yeah. But you were called sexy and that's an upside.
It's not an upside when you are lying there naked. This woman is standing on top of you and you're in a room alone. It's fucking creepy. It's not an upside. It is not a compliment. It was creepy and uncomfortable and I just wanted her to get the fuck off.
Oh, but it made good content, didn't it?
It made for a great show.
I can't wait to do 300 more episodes with you.
Do you think we've got 300 more in us?
I think we've got 3,000
more. Oh, wow.
It's an endless well of wellness.
We will be back on Wednesday. With a revisited show. Perhaps we'll do intuitive eating.
A little snippet.
A little snippet of one of our shows. But you've had quite a few snippets here. We hope you've enjoyed that. It was a little flashback into all of our episodes. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a part of our club. And we will be back on Wednesday with another show.
Bye.